In today's show, we have news about new culinary delights coming to Downtown Disney District, changes coming to accessibility services at Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts, new Dear Disney segment, headline news, and so much more on today's Disney's Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast, your Disney infotainment podcast. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times, and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right, everybody. Hello. Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast News, episode number 811.
Look at that.
August 15th. I think April 20th is going to be the 12th anniversary of this.
Look at that.
Endeavor. 12 years of podcasting. Owie. That hurts. That's going to leave a mark.
Be there for you.
That's going to be there. That's going to leave
a mark. We're here.
Oh, gosh. Have you done anything Disney this week?
I was at Disney Springs on Saturday for a movie.
Oh, all right.
Other than that, that was about it at Disney Springs. It was late. We went to a 7 o'clock show. Mm-hmm. And before that, we took a little trip around Animal Kingdom.
Ooh.
for a little walk, just to see what's up, see what's new, see what's going on.
Walls up yet?
I mean, the usual walls up still, but not any extra walls.
Oh.
Just the one around what used to be Primeval World. But and what used to be, because it's definitely not there and hasn't been there for a while. So
I'm surprised Joe Brody hasn't put a wall completely around Animal Kingdom. Said, listen, I'm bringing it back to what it was supposed to be.
You got to fix the whole thing.
Don't come in until I'm done.
I haven't, if you haven't been there in a while, I didn't know that they put a new, I guess, libations and drink type quick service bar.
Oh yeah,
right next to the roller coaster.
Yeah,
yeah. I haven't been on that side in a while, so I mean, it's nice to see something new.
Mm. Well, it's always nice to get drunk and then go on a roller coaster.
Yeah, especially backwards. Yeah,
because there's nothing like throwing up on friends and family. It's nothing like saying I love you with a little vomit.
How's that photo pass picture gonna look? Yeah. Oh man.
Oh gosh. Anyway. Hey, what's the first fun thing we have to talk about?
Fun thing we have first up is where this guy lets me make all the pronunciations. First up on the list, we have new culinary delights coming to Downtown Disney District. Exciting new dining experiences coming to the Downtown Disney District at Disneyland Resort this spring. Michelin-starred chef Carlos Gaitan is introducing three new Mexican dining concepts, Paseo, Centrico, and Tendita, each offering unique flavors and atmospheres. Paseo will feature a stunning dining room and bar area, while Centrico will be a lively courtyard bar and restaurant. Tendita will offer Mexican street food staples on the go. Additionally, Din Tai Fung, known for its soup dumplings, will open this summer. Plans for a steakhouse, barbecue eatery, and the expansion of Marceline's Confectionery are also underway. Ooh. Guests can look forward to these culinary delights in the coming months. They are not wasting time.
Don't they have a Marceline's Confectionery California Adventure? Maybe not. Anyway.
Or maybe they did.
Yeah, maybe they did. Yeah, I don't know. Any hoot. Hey, accessibility services at Walt Disney World and Disneyland are going to be changing. And Well, let me get through this. All right, so here are the four, actually five things. They're adding more cast members, investing in specialized training on each coast based on their needs. And it seems they've, if you go to the Walt Disney World website, or Disneyland, I'm sure it's the same thing, they've kind of changed this a little bit. They're more interested in, hold on. Let me think of this, hold on. I have to think now. Oh, gosh. I forgot what the word was. Anyway, I'll go find it in a second. Number two, the accessibility services team at Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland are here to assist guests with questions about their services, encourage guests to visit them. You can even pre-arrival through the website, have a virtual video chat about your needs. They're also teaming up with Inspire Health Alliance to help cast members as needed to determine eligibility, appropriate accommodations for them prior, hopefully, to their visit. They will, number four, be making efforts to preserve the Disability Access Service, DAS, for those that is intended to accommodate. Apparently, there's been a lot of people abusing this privilege. Only guests who, due to a developmental disability such as autism or similar, are unable to wait in a conventional queue line for any extended period of time. To help with this, they're also extending DAS enrollment for eligible guests from 60 days to 120 days and adjusting the DAS party down to four, except if your entire immediate party is family members. So, you know, if you have like a walking problem or, you know, you can't stand, what I think Disney is going to tell you is, well, you can get a wheelchair or a scooter and you can either use those items to get you through the queue line and you will be comfortable sitting. This is really for the people that can't be in a queue line because of autism or similar things, ADHD or whatever. And if you go to their website, they now have kind of a definition of what they're really looking for. And I think everybody else is going to be told to, you know, well, you can get the wheelchair through the queue line so you can be sitting in it. You don't have to be standing. These all take effect on May 20th at Disney World and then June 18th at Disneyland Resort. And I just was reading today, and I don't have any confirmation yet on Disney or the Disney website or anything. But people that lie about their disability to Disney will be banned for life if they find out.
I heard that too. So I don't know if that's... Yeah, I heard that, but there is no actual physical or verbal or written confirmation.
And here's the thing: when those things circulate, it's usually never from Disney. It's usually somebody that's pissed off because you're abusing it and is saying those things that you don't. You know, I'm just saying that's the way it's been in the past. Disney will never say if you do this, you will be banned for life. I've never seen that in any of their stuff. They're just not. They're not a confrontational company. They're an anti-confrontational company. So, my two cents.
They're only confrontational if they need to be.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
and that's why they have a team of lawyers.
Yep. An entire floor or more.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, up next, new shops coming to Disney World for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Tiana's Bayou Adventure is set to open at Magic Kingdom this summer and will introduce two accompanying stores, the Critter Co-op and Tiana's Bayou General. Disneyland will also feature similar shops, Critter Co-op, located in the former Briar Patch shop, and Tiana's Bayou General and the former Splashdown Gifts will offer a range of merchandise. Testing is ongoing. Critters are being unveiled, and the ride music is audible, hinting at an imminent opening date announcement.
Interesting. It always has to end in a gift shop, kids. Yes. That's the rule.
And then a bathroom.
Exactly. The word I was looking for when they're talking about disabilities was neurodivergent is what Disney is calling it. Neurodivergent. All right. Next up, pass holders, lounge, and surprise character experience announced for VIP pass holder days at Disney World. Walt Disney has announced details for the previously announced annual Passholder Lounge available for VIP Passholder Days. Here's the announcement. Relax in the comfort of this new Passholder exclusive lounge at Epcot for a limited time. It will be available as part of your Passholder Days. Now, that is not every day. That's your Passholder Days. I don't know what that means. Anyway, date and times are from May 1st to June 18th from noon to 8 p.m., so that's 1 hour before fireworks at Epcot, if you notice that. The location will be the restaurant Marrakesh in the Morocco Pavilion. So they found a purpose for it. And the hours of operation are subject to change. So what can you enjoy? You can chill out in the air-conditioned area. Enjoy complimentary snacks and water. You can charge your mobile device. Pick up a complimentary pass holder button. Plus, special friends may stop by and say hello. Here's the lawyer details. Subject to availability, first come, first serve basis. To enter Epcot, annual pass holders must have a valid admission and a theme park reservation. That's not true if you're park hopping. Or annual pass holder may visit Epcot without a theme park reservations on a good-to-go day for that park or after 2 p.m. And that's also not true anymore. Theme park reservations are limited to and subject to availability. All offerings, dates, and hours of operation locations are subject to availability. Change, closure, and disclosure, cancellation without notice. Each pass holder must be present and show their valid ID, their passcode, their Magic Band, their Disney Magic Mobile Plus, and a government-issued photo ID. Ding. Oh, boy. It's always got to be about the lawyer.
Well, you know. Yeah, you got to cover all the bases.
Apparently.
Well, let's see what the other side of the world's getting then. Mm. We're not. New nighttime show coming to Avengers Campus in Disneyland Paris. Like I said, the other side. Get ready for a thrilling new experience coming to the Avengers Campus at Disneyland Paris. Starting in late 2024 and running through spring of 2025, a dazzling nighttime spectacle will transform the worldwide engineering brigade building each evening. Ooh, that was words. This immersive show will fuse cutting-edge projections and captivating soundtrack and dazzling special effects to bring a brand new Marvel story to life. Fans can expect appearances from beloved Avengers alongside some exciting characters making their Disneyland Paris debut. More details about this electrifying nighttime activation will be released soon. Get ready to assemble at the Avengers Campus for an epic experience unlike any other.
You know, Disneyland Paris is really up... really giving their entertainment program a good booty kick. I mean, and drones.
They're pumping it up.
Yeah, they're really... I want their entertainment budget. Like, can we have some of that $60 billion for new entertainment, Bob? Just saying. We get nothing new. Nothing. Anyway... hey, I don't really have a Dear Disney segment this week, so I'm just going to let that resting dog lie for a little while. I'm sure something will come around.
I'm sure it won't take long.
I'm sure it won't either.
Nope.
So So over also at Disneyland Paris, Alice and the Queen of Hearts will return to Wonderland for a wild new show in the Walt Disney Studio Park, which is getting a new name, by the way.
Yes. Hold on to your hats.
Yeah, hold on to your hats, Disneyland Paris fans. Starting May 25th, a whirlwind of color and chaos arrives at the Walt Disney Studio Park as Alice and the Queen of Hearts and the cast of quirky characters take stage in a brand new interactive show. This high-energy pop rock extravaganza promises to immerse audience in a playful reimagining of the classic Wonderland story. The show pits two teams against each other in a thrilling aerobatic showdown. Expect gravity-defying feats of heart-pumping action as performers push their limits. But here's the twist. The audience will get to decide the ending. Will Alice or the Queen of Hearts triumph? The power is in your hands. This is a Wonderland like you've never seen before, says Disneyland Paris Entertainment Director Daniel Delcourt. It's a vibrant, full of surprises and gives guests a chance to be part of the action. Get ready to cheer and choose your side. Experience the magic of Wonderland in a whole new way.
I think I just found your Dear Disney segment. Which more is, like, Dear Daniel, whenever you want to come to Florida and fix our entertainment.
Would you be willing to fix entertainment in the Magic Kingdom or any park in the United States, please?
Signed
the Disney Parks us. Podcast. signed Bob Iger. Signed Bob. And Tony Casanova.
There you go. I found it. It wasn't that hard. See? It didn't even take till tomorrow.
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all.
This is why I'm here. Moral support.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, man. All right. Up next, Disney publishes new patent for Project EXO to support larger-than-life characters. Disney has developed a new patent to enhance its Project EXO initiative, which aims to create lifelike oversized characters for its theme parks. The patent details a unique exoskeleton device designed to support the weight of these characters while maintaining a lightweight feel. Unlike traditional exoskeletons that augment human abilities, Disney's Project EXO focuses on creating believable characters without the need for superhuman strength. In other words, we don't want them to wear themselves out.
Yeah.
Fair enough. The patent highlights a passive exoskeleton structure that transfers the weight of the costume to the ground through stilts, allowing performers to move comfortably. Additionally, the patent introduces a lightweight lattice structure for the costumes, enabling the quick fabrication of realistic biological elements like muscles and fat through 3D printing technology. This innovation enhances the aesthetics of the character's costume, enabling more intimate interactions with park guests.
Yeah. So I saw some pictures of this, and it was quite interesting. Like our friend there, Susan, is saying, you know, think of like the Hulk. You know, he's tall, he's big, he's green, but it was like, you know, the person's arm and then the rest of it was just grips that he would, you know, squeeze to make the hands, you know, think of like those reacher tools kind of, but things like that. And like the saying, stilts. So it was very cool to see these pictures and, you know, the person like half in the costume, half not in the costume. So you got an idea of what it would look like. And it looked really real. I mean, very realistic. But if it's light and easy to use, well, that's fantastic. You know,
I see what you're talking about. Yeah, that is actually. Yeah, that's totally, honestly, game changing.
Yeah, yeah, it's very cool looking. So, you know, I'm sure there have been a lot of characters that they said, well, we can't do that.
We could, but
who's going to wear that for 30 minutes? Yeah. They'll be dead. Yeah. So now I think they found a way to, you know, put, you know, people in these very large structures. You know, I think of like that Mecco character over at Avatar. You know, that usually stands in front of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do a lot of walking around, obviously, because it looks very clumsy to do. I also think over at Universal, like the Transformer guy. Like, I don't think somebody's, you know, walking around the park in that. They're usually standing in a very small location.
And they have, you know, that photo location, yeah, I think, specifically for that.
And that's it, because nobody can be in there forever. So. No. So this, I think, gives them the ability to do some pretty cool things, which will be fun. So
yeah, for sure.
All right, let's talk about some headline
news. And now, the headline news.
All right, first up, Disney is dropping some room offers for the summer of 2024. If you need more information about some of these offers, give us a email. Send us an email to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com, and we will hook you up with our travel people that will get you, all the information you need about the summer of 2024. Lots of good deals coming. Disney Adventure World is the new name for Walt Disney Studio in Paris. So they are renaming Walt Disney Studio in Paris to Disney Adventure World. Now, I'm going to toss my two cents back out there. So a long time ago, I believe that Disney was trying to take the name Walt Disney out of everything and just call it Disney something, not Walt Disney. Because Walt Disney still implies the man, the person who did these things. And I think they just want it to be the Disney company now standing without the Walt part. That's number one. Number two is I still believe that Hollywood Studios is going to get another name change and is going to change to the Hollywood Adventure. So I think this move is still
phase one.
Part one of what I still believe is a studio change to be the Disney Hollywood Adventure or Hollywood Adventure, whatever they're going to call it. But I still think adventure is because you're not going to see things in a studio format anymore. You're going there to live your best movie adventure. You know, you're going to live your best Star Wars life, as they would say. Just saying. I think there's another name change coming. Hey, there's a new pin trading location at Disney Springs. I think this is over by Paddlefish in one of the kiosks that I guess they couldn't find a tenant for. So they threw some pins in it and are now selling them there. So that's down by the boathouse. You can go take a peek at that.
I will have to.
Yep.
If I can get past the boathouse.
Besides the Passholder Lounge, they've also announced some shopping discounts for 2024. So go check that out in the My Disney Experience app or on the website. I'm sure they have them there too. Country Bear Jamboree, they've covered up the sign. Apparently they're going to make some changes to it. I still believe it's going to be country, and I still believe there's going to be bears.
Somewhere. Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to call it.
In what order it'll be in, but yeah, it's going to be in here.
I don't know how they could change the name. But okay, they covered it up, so we don't know what it is anymore. Disney's Davy Crockett Ranch to undergo refurbishments at Disneyland Paris. So that is happening. Disney's Electrical Sky Parade drone show gets extended. I am shocked. At Disneyland Paris. I think it's going to run now through the whole summer, if I'm not mistaken. So if you thought it was going to end and you didn't go, now you really should go because it may end. It may end. Who knows? They could extend it again. So maybe Disney is just letting them say, hey, you know what? Keep testing that in Paris. We like what we see. Keep going. You know. New permits have been filed for new set elements of the Country Bear Jamboree. So that is interesting. We'll have to see what other creatures they're going to put in there. Walt Disney is now offering 35% hotel discounts to Florida residents and pass holders for the summer of 2024. So if you'd like to come lose a couple pounds in the August heat here in Florida, 35%, maybe you can lose 35% of your body weight.
I'm just walking out the door of your hotel room.
Or waiting for the bus in front of your hotel.
Waiting for the bus.
Or just having breakfast, really.
Make sure you get to the bus as it pulls away.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can really wait in the heat. Yeah.
And don't really bother showering in the morning. You're going to need the shower after you come back from the park. Not before. The before is useless. If you need a shower, just go on Splash Mountain or Cali River Rapids.
Yeah.
That's how you.
But you can't go on Splash Mountain, so you're going to have to go to Cali for right now.
Exactly. And then collectible Marvel character cans was launched by this new Coke and Marvel promotion. So if you're a collectible of Coke and or Marvel and or Disney, this is the trifecta for you. You can get a little bit of each. So that's it, kids. That's all the news we got.
All we got.
The news that's fit to print. So, all right. Anything else we need to chit chat about?
I don't think so.
No?
Nothing I think good, I
nothing
will
exciting.
Be back. Yeah, I'll be back in the parks this weekend.
Oh, nice.
I believe the 20th is Dapper Day.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Dapper hotness.
in the hottest time of the year.
Dress up in your wool zoot suit and go to the park.
Walk around for 12 hours. I will be the guy in shorts.
Short and suit?
No, shorts. No. I don't even know. We'll figure it out.
I wonder if they make zoot suits with shorts.
I'm pretty sure at this point someone has created something.
Yeah. I know. I'll have to go look. Huh. All right, kids. Well, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this show, we have two others on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. We have our Extra Magic Hour show and our Disney Plus show. And we may even have more things coming. Who knows? But you got to go check us out. If you'd like to comment, please feel free to do that. You can always visit us at DisneyParksPodcast.com and email us at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. And as we like to say around here, if we don't see you online, we'll see you at the Disney Parks Podcast.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.